The Supreme Court heard its first set of Trump-related arguments in the second Trump presidency in the case Trump v. Casa, Inc. The case stems from the executive order President Donald Trump issued on his first day in office that would deny birthright citizenship to children born in the U.S. to parents who are in the country illegally or temporarily. But when it came to the court hearing, the discussion was more about the power of courts to block presidential actions nationwide using what are called universal injunctions. Lawyer John Sauer argued on behalf of the Trump administration.
They operate asymmetrically, forcing the government to win everywhere while the plaintiffs can win anywhere. They invert the ordinary hierarchy of appellate review. They create the ongoing risk of conflicting judgments. They increase the pressures on this court's emergency docket. They create what Justice Powell described as repeated and essentially head-on confrontations between the life-tenured and representative branches of government. And they disrupt the Constitution's careful balancing of the separation of powers.
Justice Clarence Thomas seemed convinced as Sauer presented his arguments.
So when the court has considered and addressed this, it has consistently said you have to limit the remedy to the plaintiffs of appearing in court and complaining of that remedy.
So we survived until the 1960s without universal injunctions.
That's exactly correct. And in fact, those are very limited, very rare, even in the 1960s.
Sauer argued that universal injunctions are a recent phenomenon. He says since Trump was sworn in as president, district courts have issued 40 universal injunctions against the federal government. But lawyer Kelsey Corcoran, arguing for pregnant women and immigrant rights groups opposed to Trump's order, made a point about current times.
If you look at the number of executive actions in the first 6 weeks of this administration, it's more than any other president issued in a year dating back to 1951 during the Korean War.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson seemed supportive of universal injunctions. She questioned how the government could require each person affected by an executive order to hire their own lawyer to file their own lawsuit.
We're not trying to give all these people, everyone in the world, some sort of enforceable right as against the government. We are simply just doing what courts do, I thought, which is telling the defendant over whom they have personal jurisdiction that they have to stop doing something unlawful.
Throughout the more than 2 hours of arguments, none of the justices voiced support for the idea that Trump's ending birthright citizenship is constitutional. That may seem to bode ill for Trump's plan, but with the power of courts to issue injunctions up for debate, the real question might be, what can courts do about it? Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.